When you were a girl in North Carolina, what lessons did your mother teach you about a women's role in society?
My mother was very encouraging for me to pursue whatever interest came my way. And she also was very supportive of whatever oddball kind of things I was interested in. And sometimes she would totally not get it. She'd be like, "When are you going to stop wearing these used clothes that you buy at thrift shop?" Well, she had a southern accent. I can't even act do my mom's accent anymore, but sadly, she's no longer with us. But it was like, "When are you going to stop wearing these used clothes and wear, some nice new clothes?" I'll never forget when I showed her the book, How the West Was Worn. I'm like, "Mom, this book wouldn't have happened if I hadn't started buying vintage cowboy boots when I was in high school." She's like, "Yeah, I guess you're right." But she was always very supportive. And also, even though we lived in a small town, she did try to broaden my horizons. And she was always opening the door to many different artistic pursuits for me, many of which I totally failed at miserably, like dance lessons, piano lessons, art lessons, great books. I don't know if that still exists anymore, but it was like a great books reading club where we'd get together. And it was like a predecessor to book clubs, but for kids, where we'd read the classics and then have little book discussions or whatever. And even like buying us our first set of World Book Encyclopedias and insisting on to my dad that she buy them for us and insisting on buying a piano, which even though I took piano lessons for, I don't know, 6 years maybe, I sucked, but she just kind of gave me the world at my, was at my feet to really pursue these different things. And I think that probably sparked my lust for life, but my, wanting to try different things, check out different things. And finally, she really created a monster in that she insisted on, when I graduated from high school that summer, going on this trip to Europe for like 3 weeks and traveling all around Europe. And of course, I didn't want to go. I wanted to stay in my hometown with my hippie boyfriend. Fortunately, I did go, and that turned me into an obsessive lover of travel. To this day, I love to travel, and so does my husband, so does my son, luckily. So we've been on many, many, many road trips and travels together. So I guess that was another important lesson my mom taught me. And my mom grew up in a town that was so tiny. She was even embarrassed to even, it wasn't even a town, it was like a crossroads, and she never even tell us the name of it. And after she passed away, I found paperwork that the name of the little crossroads place that she grew up in the Appalachian Mountains in North Carolina was called Sandy Mush. And she had barely been out of North Carolina. I mean, it wasn't actually until I moved to New York that she ever came to New York City. And then she and my dad got to go to Europe, I think, once. But she really kind of gifted me with this go out and see the world, even though, I'm sure she was fearful about things happening to me, but she let me do it. She didn't push me, but she just kind of opened the door, and then I jumped through the door.
Did you have other influential female role models when you were growing up?
Well, my godmother, who just passed away, sadly, in her late 80s, I kind of saw her as a role model in that she did live in far-flung places. She lived in places like Seattle and New Mexico and places like that. And actually, weirdly enough, my other godmother, too, who passed away a few years ago, who was my mom's college roommate, she lived all over the world. She married a guy that was a consulate. And so she lived in Brussels. She lived in Haiti. She lived, I can't even remember all the places she lived. Getting letters from them, they would always write to me because I was their goddaughter and send me gifts from these exotic places. So again, they kind of became a role model for going out into the world and seeking adventure or finding places other than my little town in North Carolina. So I guess they were important to me. And of course, my grandmother, too, was hugely important. My dad's mom, who, again, didn't travel much, but she was a very artistic person. She was very loved to meet people. And she taught me all my domestic skills, which aren't that good. But what few that I have, I learned from her, all kinds of like needlework and things like that. I used to do a lot of that when I was a teenager back in North Carolina when there wasn't other diversions at the time.